mostly clear, lows in the lower 60s. Sunday, high 88. I think we can go out and luxuriate. They'll be partly cloudy overnight, and we do have chance of showers towards the evenings of the next week. But then by the middle of next week, it's going to get hot again. So that is the weather.
Global warming at its best.
Well, you know, it's starting. A couple of friends of mine who also came from New York are starting to say it feels a little bit like New York around here, because the worst summers I have ever spent have been in Manhattan. Because the whole city is brick, or I mean, you know, it's concrete, and by August, you're living in an oven. Anyway, we don't want to talk about it anymore. Right, exactly. Well, you know, the pizza's worth it, but shall I read this before you start, or?
You can do that, yeah.
Okay. We have an announcement about Fiesta del Pueblo. Busquen 500. Laura's not in here to tell me. But it's 500 voluntarios. Orientación para voluntarios. Domingo 26 de agosto. From 2 to 5 p.m. 2 a 5 p.m. North Carolina State Fairgrounds. Call Florence 835-1525-835-1525.
I have Laura Schmania as my guest tonight, and we want to get going, so we have plenty of time to talk to her. So tonight, I'm going to run down the arts stuff that's going on. Can you say hey, Laura, just to make sure everything's...
Hey, hello, y'all out there.
Everybody always looks so scared when they're sitting there. Okay, so tonight, first of all, the book reception and art opening for State of the Heart, the book by Carborough author Maggie Grace, and that's at Market Street Books at Southern Village tonight at 7 p.m., so everybody go out there and check that out. And most of the information I got here off of the website, so check the websites if you feel that any of this information is incorrect. At the Art Center, 300 East Main Street, artcenterlive.org. Tonight we have Take 3. It's a series of three films, Mr. Moonlight, The Beaver, and Awake and Ovulate. That begins at 8 p.m. and it's part of the Off-Center series. These three short films are based on works by the Playwrights Roundtable. And we showed a couple of these at the Carborough Film Festival, actually. The Beaver, which is really funny, and Awake and Ovulate. At the Art Center tonight from 6:30 to 9, that's not very long from now, is the Artist Salon. And that's at the West End Theater. Light hors d'oeuvres will be served. The salons are free for artists of all kinds, performing, visual, literary, whatever. Come to meet, network, and build better arts environments for all of Orange County. The topic for this evening is time management for artists. That's something that a lot of people struggle with. And the guest panelist will be visual artist Michelle Johnson. I think she's a potter, actually. And Leah Raid and actor Kenneth P. Strong. And the fall registration is now open at the Art Center, so if you'd like to take some classes, go and sign up before they're all filled up. And the art this month is Brushes with Life, Art, Artists, and Mental Illness. It's a patient art gallery located at the third floor of the UNC Neurosciences Hospital. The Brushes with Life Art Gallery is being featured in the Easton Gallery at the Art Center. And the show will also include an art exhibit in the East End Gallery. Is that what I said? Entitled In Memoriam, A Life in Art, Ramel Moore. And at the Carborough Century Center at 100 North Greensboro Street, townofcarborough.org, Friday, August 17th, is Contra Dancing from 7 to 11:30 p.m. And the art there is the Art of the Open Studio, and this features paintings by Judy Abrams, Peg Bockenheimer, Judy Bauman, Linda Carmel, Rietta Cooper, Larry LeBlanc, Carolyn Peel, Sabrina Simon, Vivian Womack, and David C. Taylor. And this is the group from the Carborough Art Center Open Studio Painting Group. This exhibit will be up August and September. And you can see that this evening because the building is open. at the Carborough Town Hall. The art, beginning on August 3rd, is Korean calligrapher K. Nam and paintings by Joan Elsie. And that building is open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5. At Cat's Cradle at 300 East Main Street, catscradle.com. Friday is the Endless Mike CD release party with Acrobatic, DJ Therapy, Joe Zemo, and Dylan. And that show begins at 9:30. And tomorrow night, beginning at 9, is Annuals, The Never, and Auxiliary House. At DSI Comedy Theater at Carmel, dsicomedytheater.com, tonight at 9:30 is Mr. Diplomat. Tomorrow night at 5 is Comedy Sports for Kids. At 7:30 is Comedy Sports. And at 9:30 is The Best Show Ever. And at McDougal Schools, we have the art exhibit, Into the Future, an exhibit by young artists. This is curated by Alex O'Connor and runs through October 21st. This exhibition is a collaboration between the Carborough Branch Library's Arts Program and the After School Immersion Program at the Arts Center in Carborough. Young artists created art based on the theme transportation, past, present, and future. At NC Crafts Gallery at 212 West Main Street, nccraftsgallery.com, new ceramic works by local potter John Savara. And at Nested 118 East Main Street, nestedhome.com, is Carolyn Nelson, Stitched Abstractions, which are framed textile pieces. I went in and checked out that show. Did you happen
to? I'd love to see that one.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a lot of stitches. At Open Eye tonight, we have at 101 South Greensboro Street, openeyecafe.com. The art is Debbie Harris. And Friday, beginning at 8 p.m., is Tango. Join the Triangle Tango Society for free lessons. And tomorrow night at 8 p.m. is singer-songwriter Mr. Billy. At Paget Station at 401 East Main Street, pagetstation.com. This month is photographer Tim Vanderwert. And at Panzanella at Carmel, panzanella.com, we have paintings by Eduardo Lapatina. Let's see, I don't think Weaver Street Realty is open tonight. At Wutini at Carmel, 200 North Greensboro Street, wutini.com. Jeremy Boyd, Rob Choi, Ben Yolton, James Callahan of Richmond present. Oh, I finally went over and looked at that show. Wow, it's pretty wild. Fear of the Friday the 13th. You'll have to go by and check it out. That will be up until the end of the month. The 10th Annual Carborough Music Festival is September 30th, beginning at 1 p.m. All kinds of music, all over town, all for free. Go to CarboroughMusicFestival.com for more information. And the Carborough Music Festival also has a big kids place up at Town Hall, up at the Town Commons with those bouncy things, and so it's a lot of fun for everybody. Carborough Recreation and Parks and Open Eye Cafe is offering Poets Open Mic Night the first Tuesday of each month. While you enjoy a cup of coffee, you can listen to local poets or read from your own works. For more information, call 918-7364. The Carborough Art Committee is in search of a new Carborough Poet Laureate. The deadline is September 15th. The Poet Laureate will be introduced and read their work, their selected poem, at the West End Poetry Weekend on October 13th and 14th, 2007. The Carborough Film Festival is November 18th from 2 to 7 p.m. Orange County residents, make a movie. The early submissions deadline is August 30th, and the final deadline is September 20th. In October and November of 2007, the Carborough Art Committee will host Emma's Kids Art Exhibit and Sale, featuring art from Glenn Donald Meyerton, South Africa, at the Carborough Town Hall and at the Century Center. All proceeds will go directly to Emma Vandermeer's to Emma Vandermeer to help maintain her home for children with AIDS.
Wow.
Yeah, the artwork is actually by the children. and it will be for sale, and hopefully we'll raise a lot of money and send it back over to them.
That's quite a calendar you just read off.
Yeah,
this is an amazing community.
Yeah, it is.
Really,
a lot going on.
Really, a lot of fun being here.
And you are part of that community.
Yes, I am.
Laura, I think I first saw your work at an auction. I can't remember what it was for.
Yeah, actually, you were the first person to buy one of my pieces.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was so pretty. It had butterflies, and my daughter loves butterflies.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think it was a fundraiser of some sort, if I'm not mistaken. But so you do this fabulous fabric art. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, thank you for the adjective. Appreciate that. I've been a quilter actually for many, many years, and quilting by definition has an end product in it, and it has a lot of technical skill that's required, and a lot of exactness that needs to come in the sewing and in the preparation for the quilt. And the fabric art that I do actually is different than what is I consider a quilting project, because fabric art for me has been spontaneous and improvised, and the end result is nothing that I have anticipated.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so for the fabric art, what happened was I was making a placemat and made a mistake. And ended up...
You were quilting?
I was quilting a placemat, a small, table placemat.
Right.
And made a mistake and went to fix the mistake with a 2-inch strip of fabric. And by layering the fabric on top of the placemat, and came out with something that looked really interesting and not at all what I had expected. And so I thought, well, let me just play around with this a little bit. And went to the fabric store. I'll put in a plug here for Thimble Pleasures.
Yeah, I've gotten so much great fabric
from
that
store. Amazing. And also at that time, Cotton Bowl was up and running, and that was another great fabric source. So I went, and this is what became my process with the improvised fabric art, is go to the fabric store and just scan the store and walk around and pick up the fabric that caught my eye.
Mm-hmm.
And bought a quarter of a yard, which is different than a quilter, because quilter will go in and buy, 5 or 6 yards at
a
time, which is a huge commitment to the piece of work that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So get home with the quarter yards, wash the fabric, cut it immediately into 2-inch strips of fabric, and then hang the strips in on strings that I had stretched across my workroom. So I had fabric strips all around my room, separated by color.
Hmm.
So walk into the sewing room, it was like, a rainbow of cotton strips.
Oh, cool.
And then take a piece of fabric and look at it as a piece of canvas, and use the cotton strips as a paintbrush, really, and fold the cotton strips over themselves and just play with the colors and the patterns. And it came into really abstract designs, a lot of there were some themes that were involved. Sometimes I would have a person in mind when I was creating something, an inner gesture that I would read from mm-hmm. someone, or I did one on the hurricane season and, tropical storms. And ended up with quite a collection, actually, as you pointed out, enough to have shows.
Right.
Enough to give to nonprofit groups for auctions, for fundraising.
Oh, that's
gave a
so
number
great.
Gave a number away to friends, and so it's just been a really fabulous, nourishing thing. And the thing that's been so neat about the improvised fabric art, in contrast to the quilting,
mm-hmm.
is really the fact that it's so improvised, and my inner critic is just silent, and it would go really dictated by my impulse. It's very
mm-hmm.
impulsive. And I would just place the fabric in relation to other colors.
Right.
And,
unlike a quilt where you have a pattern that you absolutely have to follow for them, usually if it's like a wedding ring pattern
right,
or whatever.
Right, a traditional pattern. I did a lot of those, and that would be completely thought through in advance, and I would know exactly what it would look like ahead of time. And have to be very careful with my seams and you know, you want the corners to be totally straight. A lot of my fabric art actually isn't straight or rectangular. It has some flow to the even to the outer borders.
Was that hard for you to do that? I mean, after all the years of quilting and making sure that everything was so precise, and now all of a sudden you're kind of throwing that whole thing away.
It wasn't, because I really didn't allow the intellect to come in to criticize it at all. Uh-huh. And it wasn't until I went to a workshop where someone was doing sort of improvised stuff, where he was making the point that, you know, a quilter would just, you know, he has quilters who just don't do improvised stuff because it's too random.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So so that's been really nourishing and really a lot of fun. And the thing that ended up sort of putting a little bit of a damper on it for me was people started to see my work and really like it and want to buy pieces and ask me, you know, to make pieces for them. And in anticipating what someone might like, it became a process that was outer directed rather than inner directed.
Right.
And I...
and then you're also sort of held accountable to the people who have commissioned this piece from you, that it look the way they want it to look.
Exactly.
And I have commissioned pieces, not of fabric art, but pieces of art before that didn't end up looking quite like I had anticipated.
Yeah, and it's part of that, the inner directedness, really not being able to commit. Well, and so I tried to tell myself, well, people like what I've done in the past. They'll, you know, if I just go with what I've done, they'll like it. But still, the inner critic came up, the judge, every step of the way, and I was paralyzed, really.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just couldn't. I walk in the fabric store and negate every thought that I had in terms of a particular fabric.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, it was interesting to see that happen. And but along the way, as people were asking for my work, I took up, you know, you created a website for me. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. By the way, I'll put a plug in here for Jackie. She's a great webmaster. And any artist who's looking for a way to display their work, the website is a fabulous way, and Jackie is really easy to work with. So, so in creating the catalog, I borrowed my sister's digital camera. And that was my inroad to photography, which is my other, right now it's my active artistic outlet.
Right, right.
So can we segue into photography now?
Definitely, yeah. That's really what prompted me to ask you to come on the show tonight. You took a picture at, I was telling Audrey before you got here that you took a picture of Naris Levy and I at the, I think it was at the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. And it was such a great photo. I can't say enough what a great, the composition, and I mean, it was just really a good photo. And that made me think about, you would be a good guest to come on here. So you develop this interest in photography now, and you've started going around. I see you around at the different events taking photos. Was it you that took that Bob Gilgore's class?
Yes, I did.
You took Bob Gilgore's class.
Mm-hmm. With the community dinner.
Bob is also a local photographer who for years and years was a dermatologist in this area, and when he retired he started honing in on photography. And Bob's the kind of guy, I could see him just wanting to gather as much information as he could, and he really learned enough that he was able to start teaching other people. And so you took his, it was like a documentary.
Right, it was about documentary photography. Uh-huh. Yeah, and the one thing that I took away from his class was how to establish rapport with folks before you take their picture.
I never do that, hardly.
Yeah.
I mean, at events, you know, I'm just walking around, click, 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 click.
Yeah, and he was real clear about how even just a subtle gesture of lifting the camera and catching the eye to get that agreement
Right.
With someone.
I do that, but it's not like I sit down and talk to him for a half hour.
No, and that's not really necessary.
Right,
just,
right.
Yeah, and it's a fun thing for me to see. I have taken a lot of classes, photography classes.
Were your other classes that you took, out of curiosity?
Yeah, I ended up with some really great camera equipment for my sister, who's a great photographer, and kept upgrading her camera equipment and giving me digital stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, so I had to grow into the equipment. Mm-hmm. So I took about a year-long series of classes at the Art Center once a week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Todd? Todd Healy's right across the street from me.
Yeah, and Dilip Barman and Megan Daniels. All in each class, I took, just strictly how to use the camera, and then composition, lighting, exposure, photojournalism, portrait photography, and came out having a sense of how to get a picture that's creatively come up with manual settings and in focus and well composed.
Mm-hmm.
And in focus and well composed is pretty much what one wants.
Yeah.
Generally, unless you're doing sort of blurred motion stuff intentionally.
Right. And I'm not crazy about that blurred motion stuff, actually.
Yeah.
I have a hard enough time seeing.
Yeah, so now it's I'm doing a lot of photography. I love the area here, Chapel Hill and Carrboro, and finding as things are changing, I'm wanting to document like the 100 block of Franklin Street and the west end of Franklin Street and all of the events that Carrboro has
and just the downtown area is about to undergo some serious changes, over in the Arts Center space.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Once it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah, and the same with the farmland in Orange County. I'm really wanting to document the farms in the area and the barns and the farmers and the stories that are there. And each picture has its story. And, part of that is creating that relationship with the person that you're taking the picture with. I work at the Carolina Friends School. I'm in the development office and have started taking a lot of pictures of the kids and the activities that are there, the theater and the drama and the sports. And it's an interesting process in terms of walking into a place with a camera. Immediately the environment changes because people are aware of, oh, there's a camera here.
Right, right.
And so the first couple weeks of school, what I do actually is walk around with my camera so the kids can see me with the camera. I don't take any pictures.
That's a good idea.
Oh, there's an arm with a camera. Oh, that's nothing. Nothing's happening around it. They just kind of get desensitized to me.
You're deceiving them.
Yeah. And I've watched professional photographers, one in particular, Bill Wilcox, who used to work for Chapel Hill.
Yeah, I know Bill.
Yeah, he would come out to the Waldorf School, Emerson Waldorf School, where my kids went to school, and photograph the events there. And I would know he would be at the event, and I would look for him. I would scrutinize the fields and the areas looking for him. He just disappeared. And I think as a photographer, to be able to do that, to not interact with what's happening, especially as a documentary photojournalist.
Right.
To capture that as it's going on, and it's a real art, and
that's
something that I'm still working on. Of course, the camera equipment that I carry around is pretty, attention-getting, because it's,
big.
Really good stuff that my sister gave me, but...
Well, we're getting near the end. I want to tell you, though, Bill Wilcox now has a website. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
ChapelHillJournal.com.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have to check that out,
because
he's got a lot of his photos on there. He's freelance.
Yeah, there's a lot of great photographers. And your work is great, by the way.
Thanks.
Yeah,
I have fun doing it.
Yeah.
Well, that's about it, y'all. It's almost 6:30 here, so... If anybody has any news they'd like announced on the West End Report for the Arts, just email it to jackie@carrboro.com, J-A-C-K-I-E, and have a great weekend. Thank you, Audrey. Thank you, Laura.
Thanks a lot for inviting me, Jackie.
Yep.
WCOM welcomes the support of the Carrboro Citizen, a sustainable newspaper in a sustainable community. Carrboro's own weekly community newspaper offers stories, news, and more about what matters to the people of Carrboro. Free copies are available at local businesses and locations throughout town.
From Chicle, the Chapel Hill Institute for Cultural and Language Education. Twice a month on Sundays at 5, Chicle has events that are free to everyone. We also teach Spanish, French, and many other languages, do translations, and provide interpreters. Our website is chi-cle.com. 933-0398. Hablamos Español. And listen to WCOM.
You're tuned to 103.5 FM. WCOMLP, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Están escuchando a 103.FM, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill, Carrboro.